Mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up
on Star 102.5.
Happy to have on the show. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Make your reservations, DesMoines.FunnyBone.com, and also 270-2100 by phone. It's comedian Gabriel Rutledge. Hey, Gabriel. Woo! Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
That's how you know you're famous, when they have to put comedian before your name so people know what you are. Thank you.
We found this guy. His name's Gabriel. Tell us some jokes.
I'm sorry, lingerie model Gabriel Rutledge.
You know, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. The full-size man market is really about to take off, so that's coming up.
Well, doesn't your wife think that about you, that you could be one of those models?
You know, my wife says things that, if I were to ask her about what I looked like, she would say perfect. Which is like, that's too much. You know what I mean? That's like, no. That objectively, that's not true, but I do appreciate that.
How long have you been married in?
I've been married for 22 years. I'll let you guys do the math, but I got married when I was 23, which,
okay.
I mean, we're talking, that's the dark times. That's no eHarmony, no Match, no Tinder. We had to walk up to people, swipe their actual face. That was a personal time.
Yeah. And how did you meet her?
You know, it sounds sad when you say it, but I'd say community college sweethearts. I mean, at that point you're kind of used to plan B, you know what I mean?
That's nice.
I went to school with my wife. I moved to the town she lived in fifth grade. In fifth grade my wife actually kissed me in fifth grade, but it was a truth or dare game, which is, that lets you know when it was like, eat this bug or kiss the new kid. And she's like, all right, I'll kiss the new kid. He's perfect. But yeah, I mean, it's been 22 years. That's a good run, especially for a comedian. That's a long time to be married. But I think we hit the point where we're like, I think, you know what, we're not going to get divorced because we know we don't want anyone else to ever see us naked. When you're like, I don't want to see the fish I would catch with this bait at this point. maybe that's the best thing as a couple, to like, you know, if you're in a long-term relationship, be out of shape. Just like, look, honey, I think we've eaten ourselves into a monogamous relationship.
Oh, there should be a card for that.
Yes.
There really should be.
Yes.
There should be. And speaking of which, you're a writer. You wrote a book. Right?
Absolutely. I did write a book. It's called Happiness Isn't Funny, True Stories of a Road Comic.
That is true, though, you know, because, you know, we all think that, you know, anyone in entertainment has this great life, but really, a lot of us are just seriously troubled people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And then, I think it's like, it's sort of like when you were a kid and you're like, are all principals jerks? And then you're like, then when you get older, you're like, I think they were fine before they got the job. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I feel about comedy, where it's like, you guys are messed up, huh? And I'm like, well, now.
Right. I used to be a decent human being.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. About, 500 million shots of whiskey and a lot of early flights later, yeah, I'm a little messed up.
Well, we're on the phone with comedian Gabriel Rutledge. I'm sorry, lingerie model Gabriel Rutledge. And so, how old are you have daughters? Is it daughters only?
No, I have two daughters, and I have a son.
Oh, okay.
My son just turned 17. If you guys want to hear a quick impression of him. That really gives you a sense of him right now.
And how old are you?
Yeah. They are. What do we got here? Oh, boy, these are 17, 11, and 8. It's funny because when people when people hear the ages, they're always like, hey, at least a 17-year-old can babysit. And I'm like, ugh, kinda. we leave him in charge. But you know, I pull the 11-year-old side. I'm like, look, we're counting on you. Okay? You're the secret manager of this night. So,
let him think he's in charge. Uh-huh. But, you know,
yeah. Exactly.
Wow, your family sounds familiar. All right, Gabriel Rutledge, he is at the Funny Bone this weekend, of course, Des Moines.funnybone.com, 270-2100 for reservations. Anything else? I mean, other than the book, Happiness Isn't Funny, what else you want to tell people about real quick here, Gabriel?
Just GabrielRutledge.com. It's got all my social media. Got links to the book. Got links to my podcast. All that stuff.
All right. Funny Bone this weekend. Gabriel Rutledge. Thanks, Gabriel. Yay!
Thank you.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.